This week's podcast is brought to you by Audible.com. Get a free audiobook download at audiblepodcast.com/healthbeat. Over 75,000 titles to choose from for your iPod, iPhone, iPad, or MP3 player. Again, surf to audiblepodcast.com/healthbeat to get a free Audible download. Hello and welcome to this week's edition of Health Beat, Chiropractic Online, today's health news and informational podcast. In this week's news we'll be looking at disc degeneration in sports activities, and finally a story about sedentary lifestyle and chronic disease. For Health Beat, this is Dr. Todd Igloe. Welcome to Health Beat Podcast number 514, recorded July 10th, 2015. HealthBeat is Chiropractic Online, today's radio program, providing current news and commentary about chiropractic and health. This week's episode is sponsored by Da Vinci Laboratories. Please surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the Da Vinci link for your health and nutritional needs. We also would appreciate your passing the word of our podcasts to your friends and colleagues. Please let everyone know how easy it is to subscribe via the Apple iTunes podcast directory. If you are interested in creating personalized HealthBeat podcasts for your office or website to help you attract new patients, please surf to our website and send us an email or Skype us by typing in HealthBeat all in small letters. We are always looking to expand our interactivity with you, our loyal health community. If you would like to be kept up to date with current events about health, technology, and me, Dr. Todd Igloe, feel free to surf to twitter.com/teglow, that's T-E-G-L-O-W, and click on the follow link. As always, a big thank you to our COT HealthBeat listener community. This podcast is made available through the generous donations we receive and greatly appreciate. If you could remember to surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the PayPal link to make a monthly donation, this would be greatly appreciated. And now for some news. The aim of a recent study was to investigate whether the participation in different sport activities was associated with lumbar disc degeneration in athlete adults. Intense swimming and running at a younger age was associated with more lumbar disc degeneration later on among young Finnish adults, according to results of a study presented at the International Society for the Study of the Lumbar Spine annual meeting. However, none of the sports studied had a protective effect for lumbar disc degeneration. The researchers used the modified Firmann, P-F-I-R-R-M-A-N-N grade, to classify the amount of disc degeneration present on MRI and combine that information with the data acquired with regard to participation in running, swimming, soccer, ice hockey, floorball, skateboarding, aerobic dancing, weight training, and walking activities. 46% of the individuals had no lumbar disc degeneration, 38% had moderate lumbar disc degeneration, and 16% had what was considered to be more severe lumbar disc degeneration based on the findings. The researchers found active participation in running and swimming were associated with more severe disc degeneration. As always, discuss all exercise-related topics with your qualified healthcare professional. Surf to our show notes for links.
We'll be back with more news in a moment.
This week's podcast is brought to you by Audible.com. Get a free audiobook download at audiblepodcast.com/healthbeat. Over 75,000 titles to choose from for your iPod, iPhone, iPad, or MP3 player. Again, surf to audiblepodcast.com/healthbeat to get a free Audible download. The Annals of Internal Medicine has published some new studies relating to sedentary lifestyles and chronic diseases and mortality. In the first study, the goal was to quantify the association between sedentary time and hospitalizations, all-cause mortality, cardiovascular disease, diabetes, and cancer in adults independent of physical activity. While this study was limited in regards that there was marked heterogeneity in research designs and assessment of sedentary time and physical activity, it concluded that prolonged sedentary time was independently associated with deleterious health outcomes regardless of physical activity. The journal also published an editorial discussing too much sitting and chronic disease, moving the science forward. Reviewing the earlier study, which examined the association between sedentary behavior and risk for disease and death, The editorialists discuss the results of the review and assert that device-based measurement may be more effective in evaluating sedentary time than the self-reporting method currently used in most studies. Surf to our show notes for links.
As always, please surf to our podcast show notes located at chiropracticradio.com for a full listing of web references mentioned in today's show. And remember, COT's Health Beat always recommends discussing any nutritional, exercise, or other lifestyle modifications with a qualified healthcare professional. Thank you for listening. As always, we want to hear from you. Please send us your emails. Simply surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the email link. You can also leave us your voicemail. Simply open up your Skype client and type in Health Beat, all in small letters. If you have an idea for a future health segment, please feel free to contact me directly. Surf to chiropracticradio.com, scroll down and click on the email link. We also would appreciate your vote at podcastalley.com. If you are enjoying these podcasts, please surf to our Health Beat homepage and click on the Podcast Alley link. If you have a website for your practice and you'd like to add content to help you attract more patients, please consider adding a personalized HealthBeat segment to your site. Many listeners and subscribers are finding this useful content addition to their office's website. For more information, again, surf to chiropracticradio.com, scroll down and click on the email link. While at our website, please remember to consider making a donation to help keep these podcasts airing. Listener support, such as yours via our PayPal link, does help in allowing us to bring you these podcasts weekly. And please remember to support our sponsors by clicking their links, again located at chiropracticradio.com.
Finally, I leave you with the following quote from Zig Ziglar. You were born to win, but to be a winner, you must plan to win, prepare to win, and expect to win. For Chiropractic Online, today's Health Beat, this has been Dr. Todd Eglow.